Did you miss me?
I have missed you, Bob. I never see you these days because you're out gallivanting around the country for the Tiny Desk Contest Tour.
And it's been quite remarkable. So just quickly, around for those who don't know, we had a winner of the Tiny Desk Contest.
Tank and the Bangas.
And they are absolutely sensational live. They are like no other band.
Yeah.
They're a mix of a bit of jazz and R&B and spoken word, and then there's something that all those together come together, and you don't feel like any of that is happening. You feel like it's a unique experience. I mean, Portland the other night, people were in tears. I mean, and screaming, and on standing on tables and chairs. I mean, it was quite...
You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll dance.
And then we've had regional bands who entered the contest that we really loved, and, you know, things are...
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And now you're about to head to NonCom, too.
Tomorrow to Chicago for another event with Tank of the Bangas and some regional Chicago bands. And then the Non-Commercial Public Radio Conference. I'll be sending lots of pictures back on Instagram. Tiny Desk is the account I use. And then after that, I'm gone, and, you know, it just doesn't matter. I don't have to see you anymore.
I know.
In fact, we did our last show, our Mother's Day show, from like 3,000 miles apart.
Yeah, you were in Seattle.
This could be the wave of the future for us, my friend.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, but... You know, I have something I want to play for you, and I'm not even going to tell you what it is.
Do it.
Let's just listen to it, and we'll talk more when we come back.
All right.
She's got a family in Carolina, so far away, but she says I remind her of home. Herself as a West Coaster, moved all the way 'cause her grandma told her towns better swim before you drown. She's a good girl, she's such a good girl, she's a good girl, she feels so good. She's got a book for every situation. Gets into parties without invitations. How could you ever turn her down? There's not a drink that I think could sink her. How would I tell her that she's all I think about?
La, 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 la.
What was that?
Well, what did it sound like to you? What did it make you think of?
it made me think of T-Rex, obviously. This totally stolen guitar riff from Mark Bolan. There's so many things that felt, it came from somewhere else and the words didn't get me, but the Stones were there.
For sure, right? This is Harry Styles, and Bob's thinking, who's Harry Styles? So Harry Styles is, he got his start in
the One Direction guy?
Yeah, from One Direction. He was like 15, 16 years old when he got his start in
that band. Still.
Well, he's in his early 20s now. And, you know, One Direction was just the quintessential corporate manufactured pop machine, solely designed to put out hits, right? And it was a money machine. And one member, Zayn Malik, left in 2015, and the band went on indefinite hiatus. And now Harry Styles is back with this solo record. And I mean, if I were being totally blunt and honest, I'd say I had no interest really in listening to the record. I wasn't even terribly curious
about
it.
What happened? I was gone and then...
No, I kept hearing from people, you know. Well, first of all, he put out this this epic single a little while back. It was about 6 minutes long, called Sign of the Times, which I thought, gosh, this sounds like, I don't know, like Bowie crossed with Pink Floyd. I mean, it's absolutely the last sound you expect from this kid. And I was reading an interview that he gave with the New York Times, and he said, you know, once he finally stepped out on his own and got to do whatever he wanted, he said, I want to make a record that I would listen to. And I grew up listening to the Rolling Stones and Pink Floyd and the Beatles. And you hear, as you heard in that song, you hear the influences throughout this entire record. And I think it's pretty striking. He really does a great job with it. He's only 23 years old, so I'm really looking forward to seeing where he goes with all of this. I'm just impressed that he was able to make such a left turn from everything that he knew leading up to this point. There's a long storied history of bands doing this, from the Beatles themselves, you know, artists who get their start in a band and then they strike out on their own. But I, of all the ones that I can think of, and I've thought of quite a few, I can't think of any that have changed their sound so dramatically as he does, from what he was doing in One Direction to this.
Is anyone down the line there? Anybody
yeah.
home? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We can hear you.
You love Harry Styles, don't you?
Oh my God, Robin, why would you assume that I love Harry Styles? I love One Direction. I loved Harry Styles before he was solo. I am more of a fan of One Direction. Just kidding. Right. We thought it was Beck in here. We were like, is that Beck? It's not Harry.
Well, Beck, who also riffed on a lot of the artists that we've mentioned. Anyway, and Harry Styles, fantastic head of hair. Let me tell you what I would give for that head of hair.
And for those who are wondering, who is that? That's the voice of Talia Schlanger, who's at WXPN, not even a few hundred miles north of us. And for those who don't know, Talia's the full-time now host of World Cafe. And you're going to bring a song to the table in a minute, but you have to sit tight. You ready?
I'm so ready.
Good. I am obsessed with a song. And I haven't been this obsessed with a song in a long time. Like, I've listened to it a couple times every day.
I thought you could say, I listened to it a couple times already.
Right, which is about all you get anymore.
Anymore.
Let's see. Do you remember the band Rubble Bucket, right?
Of course.
Yep. And
of course. God.
And not long ago, I played Alex Toth. He goes under the name of Alexander F., and a project he's done. But now I have one by Kelmia Traver, who is the other main half of Rubble Bucket. She's got a solo album coming out under the name Kalbells, Kalbells. And I'm just going to play you this song, and I'm curious. I'm going to watch your face. I can't watch Talia's face, but you'll tell me.
Coyotes in. Oops, you're asleep.
Now, I would argue that there are actually some similarities in the structure of that song to the Harry Styles one.
Oh,
there's some of the quirkiness in there, of the whistling with the little la-la-las. You could mix those two things together, and I think they would have fit nicely.
Oh, why would you do that?
Well, it's true. It's just true.
Am I right, Talia? Why would you?
Yeah. I'm kind of with you, Bob. I mean, I think that each of these songs can stand on their own two quirky feet. But the way that she sings the word "keep" in that song, you can literally picture her face like that. Keep, it's so cute. Like you picture the cutest face you've ever seen. Oh, it's adorable.
And I'm thinking they wore little cowboy outfits and stuff and cowboy boots and stuff.
I was picturing
toy guns.
I thought monkeys riding dogs dressed horses.
Could have been that.
I think the biggest difference between a song like that, where I hear these sort of melodic similarities, and the Harry Styles is, the Harry Styles song, it has the melodies, it has the harmonies, it has the little la-la, it has all the elements, but there's something in the way that they're mixed that is so sanitized.
In the Harry Styles, yeah.
And I don't really care for that, but the song still works for me, but I hear in the production, like, everything is so clean. You can tell there was a lot of money behind it or something.
This feels like they were just, when I say this, meaning the cowbells, the one we just played, reminded me of a sense of discovery. That they were uncovering all of this craziness that even the coyote, whoa, could have happened right on the spot there
A little more organic feeling, a little warmer, for sure.
So the record, the Cowbells, K-A-L-B-E-L-L-S, has out. It's called 10 Flowers. It comes out July 14th. She worked on this record with a fellow named Ryan Power. I think this whole record has that beautiful innocence to it. It's a record that she did after her successful battle with cancer, and is where she needed just to go in and find her own joy and meaning. And I can't stop.
You want to just listen to it again? Or I tell you what, let's play Talia's song.
No.
But while that's playing, you can just listen to the
I didn't even say the name of the song, Calmia, by the way, which was it's called Why Hysteria, and I'm saying that word hysteria, but it's like hysteria, but take out the H and Y. I don't know why. Because I guess the H and the Y is in the word why, and put an exclamation mark. And I've confused everyone, and it just doesn't matter. You'll have to just
could be like wisteria.
Yeah, it could be like wisteria. But I asked, and then they said it's why hysteria.
They might want to rethink that.
Okay. Well, we'll give them, we got another 40 minutes here.
All right.
So, Talia, do you have something for us to ponder?
I do. And now that you're in a really happy mood after that beautiful Why Hysteria song with the exclamation mark at the end of it,
Exclamation mark's in the
middle.
It's before the S.
Bob, I was trying to follow your instructions and write down the letters as you were saying them, but all I have written on my sheet is dog. It just says dog. I don't know. That's what I ended up with. Okay, whatever that song was really happy. I'm going to play you something real sad. I hope that there is tissue in the studio with you, or that Robin has a really long sleeve that you can wipe your nose on or something.
He doesn't like moisture.
No.
But keep going.
Okay, so this song, a couple months ago, I was out at a show called Silver Ages, which I'm new to Philly, but this was a really fun and wacky night to be witness to. Charlie Hall, who's the drummer for the War on Drugs, apparently does this every year, where he takes like all of his hipster buddies with beards who are in rock and roll bands, like Buried Beds and Nightlands and the Capitol Years and the War on Drugs, and they all learn these like old timey a cappella songs and put on blazers and stand around with steins and sing them.
Yeah. Wow. Invite me next time.
I know. You got to come next time. Charlie, if you're listening, Bob and Robin want to come. It's really a trip. But they had this intermission act in the middle of this sort of like wacky old-timey a cappella night. They invited their pal Anthony LaMarca, who also plays in the War on Drugs, who has his own project with his brother Angelo. They call themselves The Building. And Anthony got up there to play a song from his upcoming album, which just came out a couple of weeks ago. And I swear to you, in the middle of this like super fun night, lighthearted, everyone's having a great time, he plays this song. And then at the end of it, everyone is looking around like, I'm not crying. You're crying. Wow. I'm not crying. You're crying. And it stuck with me. And we literally rushed him afterwards and said, can we please have a premiere of this song in some way, shape, or form? We loved it that much. So on the album version, the album's called Reconciliation. The album version's a lot more fleshed out and full. But I asked him if we could have a version just as he played it that night to show you guys. Because yeah. So this is like a special premiere of a version that he did just for us.
Sweet.
Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's called Have to Forgive. This is the building.
Go find your wife. Tell her what you did. Don't try making this about something that it isn't. Go find your wife. Tell her you're an idiot. Tell her that it's not her fault and it's time to admit it. You have to forgive. You have to forgive. You have to forgive. What she did, it's starting to make sense to you now that you have kids. Go find your dad, tell him you forgive him. You understand it's not his fault for the life that he couldn't live. You have to forgive, you have to forgive.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Those are your tears. They're over on your side.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Robin, how's your moisture? We know you're moisture. How's your moisture?
He actually has a little dryer, a little like hand dryer.
Those little fan, battery operated fans. I just pry my eyes open and dry them out as the tears start to fall. That was just so ridiculously beautiful.
That.
It's so touching. It's such a perfect sentiment for any time, really, but this time in particular. And I want to make a connection that I didn't even think about until you were talking about the Cowbells, who recovered from cancer and then made that record. Anthony, who you heard singing there, found out sort of halfway between sessions on making this record that he had multiple myeloma, which is cancer of the plasma cells in his bone marrow. And he said that he sort of realized what this record really was. Most of it was written and recorded before that, and then songs sort of took on a different meaning for him, you know, in finishing it after that fact. But he's doing great, and thanks for letting me play you that song. Anthony's project is called The Building, and the album Reconciliation came out on April 28th. 8th. You can find it wherever you find records. But this particular version was just for us, just for you guys on All Songs. So there you go. Thanks to Anthony for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, The Building. Thanks, Bob and Robin.
Yeah. I'll see you in Philadelphia.
Oh, I can't wait to see you then.
Yeah, non-com.
Non-com. Are you putting Robin in your suitcase? Are you coming too, Robin?
I'm a pretty big deal in my house. Yeah.
You're a pretty big deal in our house, too.
Actually, just on a single floor of his
house. In my living room after everyone's gone to bed and I'm the only one up.
He's the prettiest boy in the room.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah,
no. Right back at you. Shine on, Robin. Very good.
Take care.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Support for All Songs Considered and the following message come from HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. They source the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed, along with step-by-step recipes for delicious meals designed to take 30 minutes to make. Everything is delivered in a special insulated box with free shipping, and meals are now less than $10 each. All Songs Considered listeners can receive $30 off their first week of deliveries. Just visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code SONGS30 on your first purchase.
I used to live on $30 worth of food a week. I think that's tremendous. Yeah. You know what? There's new music from Fleet Foxes. So back in March, we learned that Fleet Foxes, they were finally coming back with a new record.
First time one in how many years?
6 years. Wow. Their first full-length album.
A generation years. Almost if people don't know them. Well, okay, fine.
The new record, it's called Cracked Up, and they shared the first song back in March was this nearly nine-minute-long, epic, soaring ballad. With all the sweet harmonies that band is known for.
So this is one of their old two-minute punk songs?
This is a cozy four-and-a-half-minute-long song. It's a new song they just released last week. It's called Fool's Errand. And, you know, the lead singer in that band, frontman Robin Pecknold, he's you can tell listening to their records, he's always been a searcher, a seeker. You know, he's always looking for some sort of higher truth or meaning in life. And this song is... This song, Fool's Errand, is sort of a reflection on reflecting. It's sort of like, it's like him acknowledging that he is a seeker and of truth and of meaning, but questioning whether there's any point to being a seeker of truth and meaning. Fool's Errand from Fleet Foxes.
Now.
I find it really interesting. I'm curious what I'm going to feel about this record after I hear it a lot.
And hear it all together as a piece.
Well, there's that, but I'm just thinking that there feels an intention to it to not have any kind of a hook, I'll use that word, something really like...
I could hear the Harry Styles mixed with this.
Stop with the Harry Styles. Something that is like I can't find the place to, like the chorus is not what you would think of as a chorus in a vocal band where the melody really shines through. I like it, but it feels evasive. You use the word amorphous.
A little amorphous, yeah. I think, though, if there was an entry point for me, like you're talking about, it would be the chorus on this. It has that sort of chug, dun, 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 dun. You know, he says it was a fool's errand waiting for a sign. I can't leave until the sight comes to mind, which... To me, it's there's a little bit of hope in there, a little ray of hope. It's like he knows he may never find what he's looking for, but he's not giving up. That's you know, I can't leave until the sight comes to mind. There's a great video for this song, Fool's Errand, on our website, npr.org/allsongs. And I'm not going to say anything about it. You just have to watch it and see. But it has that little coda at the end of the song, that little instrumental coda.
Which is real nice.
Really, really nice. There's some just stunning images in the video and a little moment that's definitely worth checking out. This record from Fleet Foxes is out June 16th. June 16th, coming up fast.
Well, I'm going to play a piece of music that is in some ways weavy and windy in the way that Fleet Foxes song was. This is by Dr. Danny.
Dr. Danny.
Going to play Dr. Danny from Long Island. You might know Dr. Danny from the Lemon Twigs. He's the one who's I'm going to keep doing this.
Please,
now.
Just turn it off.
He's the one who's not the brother of Brian and Michael Daddario, the two brothers that head up the Lemon Twigs. But he's been with them since their days in, well, he's only 19, so I was going to say since his days in
high school. All the way back to
him. All the way back. So he's got a solo EP coming out, and it's produced by Brian Daddario of the Lemon Twigs, and the EP is called Lay It On Me Straight. And I'm going to play this song, premiere this cut called Fly Me Back in Time.
Bubblegum, it's all
mean, it's what, 1965, 66?
Yeah, I would have gone 66 or 7.
Yeah.
Pet Soundsy, your favorite record.
A little bit of that, but I actually was thinking of some of the stuff Syd Barrett did, you know.
Oh, I could hear that, yeah. Especially the top end of the song. There were like two different songs went on there. Danny Ayala of Lemon Twig, Dr. Danny, he's calling himself. That record comes out, solo EP, Lay It On Me Straight, comes out on June the 2nd. You going to take us out?
I'm gonna take us out. Did you notice a while back, I think it was around the beginning of the year, how the Washington Post changed its front page on its website to add a little slogan to its front page? And the slogan was, "Democracy Dies in Darkness." Yeah. And I thought, wow, that is really ominous. Democracy dies in darkness. I mean, they may say that it's not really tied to anything specifically, but it obviously speaks to a lot of the discussions that have been going on about what constitutes truth and facts and First Amendment rights and the freedom of the press to report on those facts. And the National is now back. They just announced, the band The National has announced a new record, and they released a song that reminds me of some of the ideas that are wrapped up in that Democracy Dies in Darkness. The song is called "The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness." And on the surface, it's sort of a relationship song, but it doesn't take much to read it as something that speaks to the bigger picture of a lot of the age that we live in right now, where truth is constantly questioned. And their new record is called "Sleep Well, Beast." It is out September 8th. Yeah. And the song, "The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness." One thing to listen for on this is the guitar shredding of Aaron Dessner. There's a guitar solo on this, which was very surprising in the middle of this song. The National, "System Only Dreams in Total Darkness."
I'm eager to hear this. This record came to us last week, and I was traveling, so I haven't heard a note of it. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you will enjoy. So safe travels and the rest of your journeys, traveler.
2 weeks with you, another 2 weeks without me.
I cannot wait. Yeah. It's going to go by too fast. Too fast.
Bye, everybody. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.
I'm Robin Hilton.
It's All Songs Considered.